We can bring those lights down, Brother Will, back there. Everybody say, praise God. Why don't y'all stand up and just give God a shout of praise, everybody in the house? Put your hands together.
Mercy endures forever.
Is God a good God? Somebody say, sometimes God is good. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, how many are glad about Jesus? How many are glad about Jesus? How many got supernatural joy? Hallelujah.
Joy. Well, in
Glory to God, He is holy. How many of you love the Lord your God with all of your heart? Somebody say yes. Somebody say, I'm so glad Jesus set me free.
Give it to me. It's yours.
of the Holy Ghost, not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Well, just one dose is not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. say, holy is the Lord, there is none like Him. None like Jesus, no, not anywhere. Somebody say, praise God. Do you love Jesus? Oh, thank you, Father.
God.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Is God a good God sometime? Well, why don't you just start to pray in the Holy Ghost and find somebody to hug their neck a little bit? Just find somebody and say, come on and bring up the light.
Calling us.
let's magnify the name of the Lord our God. Magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord our God. Worship Him.
Do you believe he's worthy? Worthy of
tell you what, there's a song of the redeemed. There's a song only the saints can sing. There's a place only the redeemed can go. Behold, you are a peculiar people, set aside, set apart to do great works. Set aside, set apart to seek my praise. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've had enough for brass. It's time for gold. Anointing upon those that worship me in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Not the way the world wants, but the way that I require. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a no sign, yeah. I will take you there. Won't be repeated. Can't be mimicked. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks a yoke of bondage. Only the anointing of the Holy Ghost will break the yoke of bondage. We let Him break the yoke of bondage. Stretch out yourself. Stretch out yourself. Stretch out yourself in praise. Levronin on a moment of my shield. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Well, well, well. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Rata su fructati.
Prakatente ke se pratofa. Bring this tem branguvre tele de vreci kitihi. Bratatolo uvris in the hitele dende. Bring a diri 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 ba ba da ba 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 brata to ho 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 Rata, rasa, rece, rango, franga, diste, luta, brecatona, hashitele hadelu uvre teke bevrata. Ha 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 ha. Lenene eche de he. Radata sakaba ho fruti. Rondo do do luvruci de hilala. Ha! Lindy they did it behoovers and a handy the boof of the kit ha take a tomb but that's stiff at all linger rumba they stated at the yuta ho halli here the hana sheena hey grumba na ha brink it in and he stick it a he well none of new she hallelujah 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 from fatah sibrata to high. Just stand up and start to bless the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Just start to worship Him. Just start to worship the Lord your God. Just start to praise Him with everything you got. Hallelujah. Just start to tell Him how much you appreciate Him. Then you just several. Hallelujah. Just start to praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He can work through those who praise Him. Brindin in the high, levra subna kenchika ha, ranta tufu fate katala hidda ha, power in praise, profara ala hana ha, homaha shika da hana, praise God, praise God, shout unto the Lord your God with the voice of triumph, landin in the over the a, hinin in any no daba a, shika da fura salima ha, hani o shila ha, son of the dudi lambranda de uvrete ha ha ha. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Bring it in the brassana hand of the Baha'i. From the Uvratale de Bracket of Rashikana had a hey. Hurraha, Lenidi Saha. Well, Yana Uvi, here's Yaha Baha'i. You better praise Him the way that you feel in your spirit. It might be your breakthrough. Glory to God. Landa, don't limit your praise. Don't, hallelujah, by what's going on around you. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Glory to God. Don't be afraid to praise God. Glory to God. Don't be afraid to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Don't be afraid to praise God with your spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a praise. I've got a praise that steals the enemy. I've got a praise that gives the victory. Hallelujah. Give Him the praise. God's about to give you a praise that stops the enemy. Ha! Oh, a supernatural Holy Ghost praise. Brangandula ma'an. That'll stop the devil in his tracks. Ringa numba digaha saha. That will manifest heaven in a single second. Bringandina bubrata kine hilaha. That will change atmospheric pressure. Ligoroba dasa mandivreta la mahabrahula hechikaha. Turn on the praise. Glory to God. Turn on the praise. Glory to God. Fill this house with praise. Fill your house with praise. Fill your car with praise. Fill your job with praise. Praise the devil out. Glory to God. Praise the devil out in the blessing in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Things happen when the saints of God praise God with their spirit. There's a spiritual praise. Glory to God. There is a spiritual praise. Do you know that? That's what the Holy Ghost told me before we came in here. There is a spiritual praise. Bring it, see, many people just praise Him in the flesh, but there is a spiritual praise. There's a Holy Ghost praise. There's a shout that only heaven can give. There's a dance that only the saints can do. There's an anointing on praise. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, and God's waiting for the saints of God to grab a hold of it and manifest His goodness. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise Him the way the devil can't. Glory to God. The devil's mad because Jesus took his instruments. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus took his horn back. Ha, 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 ha. He
can't dance anymore. But the saints of God are filled with supernatural praise. Glory to God. That tells you who you are. That lets the devil know what you're created to do. Glory to God. But to praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Not just to stand around. Glory to God. Not just to sit in church. But to demonstrate his power. To demonstrate his anointing. To demonstrate his glory. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's coming. 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 It's a praise coming. Glory to God. Lambro prate sikila hallelujah vrachikara ha 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 Let ha! Hey, Yamaho! Lani Hisha, we've heard it spoken time and time again. God said there's a shout coming. Glory to God. Then he said, I feel a Holy Ghost fit coming on. Glory to God. Hey, we've been just testing it out, but there's an anointing coming in this house. Glory to God. That'll get on all flesh. Glory to God. And make them do things they wouldn't do before. Glory to God. Somebody said the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. It'll be like fire shut up inside your bones. It'll make you run. It'll make you shout. It'll make you scream. It'll make you dance in ways you never thought you could. Glory to God. It'll make you praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I just can't help myself. Glory to God. There's a praise on the inside of me. I just, sorry, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How? If somebody would praise him, God would do things. See, he manifests according to your praise. Sit down for a second. See, don't wait. If you can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah! Yes, glory to God. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help her praise him. Hallelujah. Help me praise him, glory to God. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I'm about to praise him. The way that God praises him. Heavenly style. Hallelujah. Anointed to give him praise. Hallelujah. Now we've gotten out there in our own self. That's all right. Amen. God pours out his spirit on all flesh. But throughout the years, amen, people have just danced in obedience. Glory to God. Giving him the sacrifice of praise. But there's coming an anointing of praise. You hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. An anointing to dance. Somebody say praise God. Not just because the music's real good. Amen. Not because everybody else is doing it. Amen. But the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There's a praise that makes you dance. Amen. Hallelujah. When you start singing those songs, you'll experience them on a different level. It makes me woo. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Bring it down my heart. Oh, I don't know. We put this crazy song on one of the worship lists. It makes me want to dance. Makes me want to shout all about it. Shout all about it. Jesus is King. Hallelujah. People all over the world. Hallelujah. Living just like us. Living in your love. Glory to God. Calling on Jesus. Hallelujah. Makes me want to dance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's something better than that. You hear what I'm saying? They might have just wanted to dance in the flesh. Glory to God. But it makes me want to put on a Holy Ghost dance. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I got a couple scriptures. Is that all right? Here's one for you. Go to Psalm chapter 150. Hallelujah. I felt an anointing on the inside there, Brother Jerry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. That reminds me of a teaching that we did a while back. When is it fit to have a Holy Ghost fit? And I prophesy and I say unto you, those of you that especially went up to Coolidge, Texas, and you saw the things that God did, it is definitely time to have a Holy Ghost fit. He delivered your husband, set him free, filled him with the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, honey, it's time to have a Holy Ghost fit. Giving you a job, amen, that'll put some shoes on your feet. Glory to God. It's time to have a fit. Glory to God. Kept the lights on, kept the bills paid. I tell you what, it's time to have a fit. Brother, when the devil came out against you to destroy you, glory to God, you stayed strong and came back to God. Now you're filled with the Holy Ghost, with the mind to live right, and God's about to do something good for you, something that you couldn't do for yourself. It's getting better all the time. Brother, it's time to have a Holy Ghost fit. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! You owe him praise. Glory to God. You owe him praise. You owe him praise. For God has been good. Glory to God. He's delivered you. He set you free. Glory to God. He stabilized you. He made ways out of no way. God has been good. Glory to God. And you don't owe him a thing but your shout. Hallelujah. Praise him according to your blessing. Think about, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all, meditate on the good things of God. You hear what I'm saying? And every single thing he did, meditate on it, glory to God. My soul way down on the inside of me means I just can't help myself. I get a little bit emotional about it, glory to God. It praises him, glory to God. Labrofretica samahai. I got a blessing and a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What do they mean? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it, because they see the saints praising him. Hallelujah. My. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesse, things happen when you're praising like that. Oh, I guess God's done something good. Oh, hallelujah. He's just glad about it. Ramahad. See, God don't mind blessing somebody like that again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Signs and wonders follow the word. Hallelujah. Ha 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 Okay. Okay. Yeah, you just hadn't had much sleep. People usually laugh like that when they're real tired. You ever see people come home from work? I've worked all day long. Yeah, that's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing? How you doing? What up, brother? What up, Jesse? Hallelujah. Say, what's up, Jesse? Huh? Is it really? Jesse said, it's strong. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord was upon me. The hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. The hand of God. The strong hand of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all shouldn't let her praise God by herself like that. Well, come on out of that sound booth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Enjoy the meeting. Glory to God. We'll put you back there when you need it. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. 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 Doing better? Hallelujah. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Psalm chapter 152. Praise him for his mighty acts. Ha ha ha!
This is how you get blessed. Okay. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Everybody say praise him. According. Say it one more time. According. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Say that one more time. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. You know what the Holy Ghost told me on the way in here? We preach this, you know, you get a better dose than everybody else gets. We talked about this just a little bit up there, amen. But we're going to just share a little bit. Listen, Philip. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh
Tell you what, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is so strong.
Turn to Phil 419. I don't know what it, how to say it. It's just abbreviation. So. Philip, you know. Phil. No, I'm kidding. Philippians or something. I don't know. Turn to that. 419. Is that what you want me to say?
I couldn't even say the word. Turn to Philippians. Okay, if you got Philippians 4:19. Ha 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 ha!
Philippines. Everybody turn to Philippians.
Okay, if you found Philippians chapter 4:19, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. But my God shall supply all your need. All of your need. Anybody wonder how to get all of your need supplied? According, everybody say according.
According.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness. According to his riches, where? In where? In glory, by what? By Christ who? In glory by whom? Well, in glory by whom? God supplies all your need where? By how?
By Christ.
By the what? Christ. By what?
Christ.
The anointed. By Christ, the anointing. Jesus. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
When you praise him in the spirit, it's just like Jesus. God will supply all of your needs in glory, but you can't get into glory but by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus. God's trying to tell you how to get into glory. And you heard the Holy Ghost prophesy earlier tonight about a song that everybody can't sing. There are all kind of praise and worship songs out there, but the kind of praise and worship song that God likes, he likes the anointed ones. Ones that worldly people can't sing. Glory to God. He likes those kind of dances that worldly people can't dance. You hear me? Sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. You hear what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. Somebody say, you get into glory by the anointing. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. See, all the rich things are over in the glory. You hear what I'm saying? Ha, 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 ha. And you get there by the anointing. Anybody want to get into the glory? Hallelujah. Get into the anointing. Get into the flow. Hallelujah. Get into the flow. Get into the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Then you'll come over to a realm of glory. Hallelujah. And when I looked up that word glory, you know what it said? Praise and worship. Prophete, si. Go ahead. No. Here's the interpretation right here. Somebody say hallelujah. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. In glory. Not just gloriously. In glory. By. Somebody say by. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now if we dissect that. Listen. That word glory. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's an atmosphere where God is exalted. Hallelujah. And its power is manifest through praise and worship. There is no such thing as God being anywhere or in any place and in his present state, do you hear me? Where praise and worship doesn't happen. Where Jesus is, the saints rejoice. You hear what I'm saying? He causes a reaction in those that, you know, when you know Jesus, when Jesus comes in the room, it'll make you do something. It'll make you say something. Amen. It'll put a pep in your step. Do you hear what I'm saying? Didn't you hear the disciples? They say, didn't our spirits within us do what? So it will cause, when the presence of God is manifest in the room and Jesus is there, hallelujah, it will cause, amen, praise and worship naturally to happen. Somebody say amen. Now, whatever demand, somebody say demand. Everybody has a call and a demand on their life, and the need is your demand. What is the world, what is circumstances, and what is life demanding of you right now? Well, that demand will be fulfilled, satisfied, and supplied by his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Now you have to consider that Christ there to mean Christ is the anointed one or the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. And that word according would be distribution of intensity. When you break that word up according, it means distribution of intensity or measure. How many of you want a full? Ho 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 ho. The boys have been singing all week long, Brother Rex. They've been singing. You all qualify for another dose of the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They've been in the car singing that every once in a while. Amen. They say, you all qualify for a double dose of the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, that's a measure, isn't it? We'll get with you. Listen, it says distribution of intensity. So my God will distribute to me in its intensity or in his measure according to his riches in glory. According to the atmosphere. Do you hear what I'm saying? He inhabits the praises of his people. Well, needs are met according to the riches in glory. To the measure of your praise, God will meet your need. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the measure of your praise, God will meet your lack. Need means lack, business, demand, requirement. Need also means, need might also mean destitution. Everybody's got a need. Do you hear what I'm saying? But God will meet your need according to your ability to get over into the glory of God. Somebody say amen. You have to get over to the spout where the glory comes out. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Get over there where God can do something about it. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, you got to get over to heavenly places, amen, to get the will of God done. How are you going to know what the will of God is until you get over to the glorious realm? Amen. So we're talking about tonight, amen, what God's just birthed in. I think that's all we got time for. And what we've experienced tonight, amen, is that God's got a higher praise, a higher dimension of praise, a higher dimension of worship, amen, which will bring the glory of God, amen. And the glory of God, now, and what I'm discerning in my spirit is that praise and worship has become so commercial today. Everybody's doing it. You know, a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. We'll sing these songs about Jesus just as long as he doesn't show up. Amen. Everybody, you know, everybody can cut a little worship tune. Do you hear what I'm saying? But true praise and worship, amen, comes the heart from the heart of sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled people. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And I speak forth, and I can discern in my spirit, amen, that there's an anointing coming on some saints. And they will worship God in spirit and in truth. True worshipers. True worshipers, they will worship God in the spirit. Somebody say in the spirit. In the glorious realm, in the spiritual place. You hear what I'm saying? They will worship out of their spirit and in the spirit. In spirit and also in truth. And when that thing starts to manifest, do you hear what I'm saying? The glory of God will become, you know what? It will become so tangible. Somebody say Shekinah. Say it again, Shekinah. Glory. Say it again. Now the reason for that, this word glory, there's a word called Shekinah, means the manifest presence of God. That's one word for glory, Shekinah glory. But this is doxa, meaning doxology. And that's where we get praise God from whom all blessings flow. Does anybody remember singing doxology? Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, that's this word doxa. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in doxology. In that kind of glory. In the glory that only praise can bring. When you ever heard that statement, the saints used to say, when the praises go up, the glory comes down. This word glory means, in a wide application, it basically means dignity, glory, honor, praise, or worship. Are we getting anything? This is why we're standing so strong, Brother Rex, in many different Bibles. You know, there are different people interpret Scripture in different ways. You know, in some cases, the NIV is actually more accurate than the King James. In some cases, you know, the King James is less accurate than, you know, in many cases, it depends. You know, you got to have the Holy Ghost. But in this reference, after you study this thing, you have to make a decision. Well, which Bible's the right one? Well, my Bible says this one says that one. Which one's the right one? Well, according when you break it down for yourself and find out what it means, what each of those words mean, I believe the correct application is the King James Version in this case. Somebody say amen. But both of them are workable, amen. But we're getting a revelation about having our needs met. Amen. Through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, which comes to us as we praise God.
When you heard that prophetic word tonight, that the praises of God will come to us, on, you know, that the blessing of God will come to us on the wings of praise. So when you were blessed tonight and you began to praise God, you might not have known it. You've got yourself in a realm where the riches of God are obtainable. People that praise God real hard get blessed real big. Somebody say amen. This is what God was saying. This is why, you know, God says he has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. So we say pleasure in the prosperity of his people. That's why he told you to praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. Praise him to the measure of you, of the measure that you want your manifestation. If you believe God's going to do a big thing, well, get in the spirit and praise him in a big way. If you need God to work a miracle, miracles don't come out of the natural. Where do they come from? They come from the spirit, don't they? They come from the supernatural. Therefore, what's required of us is what? Supernatural praise. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jump on over. It's called Ella. When we sang that song tonight, Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is speaking to my heart right now that there is a higher place of praise. Do you hear what I'm saying? Where only the redeemed can go. God had put a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He will meet that demand on your... Everybody say, supply. Say, well, my God shall supply. And that word supply means fill. Fill, satisfy completely. Fill or satisfy you completely all of the demand that's on you right now. Some of you got demand of bills. Bill collectors calling, demanding this of you. Some of you got a hungry stomach sometimes. You need food in the refrigerator. That's a demand, isn't it? Gas in the car, amen? It demands you, amen? Well, I tell you what, God will supply and fill and meet that demand on your life. Hallelujah. Ooh, say, devil, we can meet the demand. In Jesus' name. Because we're finding out that our praise brings provision. Our praise will bring provision. Our praise brings provision. Rabada stem runkadeni de la vreta to freke chile, the whole star de barata freke te hai. Rina sani ho chalaha. Rosama, there have been so many people that have asked for so many things. But your praise will bring the provision of God. According to his riches and glory. So get serious about your praise. Get serious about the anointing of the Holy Ghost and get your need met. I used to, you know, people used to laugh at me because my pastor used to say something. My Kojic pastor, Church of God in Christ pastor, would say some things. And I said that to some other people, and they just laughed at him because they didn't understand. They just thought he was just talking foolishly. He said, y'all can dance your blessing up. And I told that to some. He said, you can dance your blessing in. And people said, isn't that just crazy? Well, according to Scripture, under the power of the Holy Ghost, you can't. Because that would be a form of doxa, wouldn't it?
My God supplies all of my need according to his riches in glory, which is glorious. That means praise beyond what humans can do. I'm going to speak it. Everybody's got a little worship band right now, but every little worship band doesn't give God doxa. Do you hear what I'm saying? True worshipers will worship him in the spirit of the Holy Ghost and in truth. Somebody say truth. Truth means the Bible way. The Bible way. You hear what I'm saying? The Bible way. Hallelujah. The Bible said days are coming. Hallelujah. Days are coming. Glorious days are coming. And these are the days. Hallelujah. The days shall come when true worshipers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll worship God in spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say thank. In the anointing of, in the spirit of David. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And in truth. What does that spirit and truth mean? Because there's a lot of people that just say they're praising God in spirit, but there ain't no truth to it. There's not any way. You just can't praise God anyhow. You can get as crazy in the Holy Ghost as you want to get, but it better be some truth to it. If we can't find it in the Word, don't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing in praise, and it's all good. No, it's not all good. It all better be God. You hear what I'm saying? In spirit, amen. Just because it's a bunch of spirit, it better be the spirit of God. It may be the spirit of truth. Because there are a lot of people doing a lot of flaky things, blaming it on the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? And you better be careful offering strange fire on the altar of God. Amen. You might not make it back out of that service. Spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Where needs get mad. Just read this scripture. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Those of you that hear the word and wanted to debar, this is a good debar for you. I just sense the Holy Ghost has been in my, I mean, I'm sensing it stronger than I what it did on, I'm sensing the spirit of the Holy Ghost down on the, I'm so happy about it, then on the inside of my spirit stronger. I've sensed it in almost months, maybe even years. Maybe even years. Woo-hoo. And it hadn't even worked its way up yet. Hallelujah. It didn't even work its way down to my toes yet. Glory to God. It's just on the inside. Hallelujah. Just sitting there rumbling like them thunderstorms that were thundering last night up there where we were. Hallelujah. There's a rumbling then on the inside. Hallelujah. Be careful, I might stir up that gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me see. Praise him according to his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent grace. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the what? Turn to Psalm 150. We're going to settle this right now. Praise him with the what? Psalm 150, 5. Loud. Everybody say loud. Cymbals. Praise him upon the what? High sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that alone right there. And let God. You know, I've learned that, you know, every word you speak, hey man, the Holy Ghost just plants seeds, and it might manifest a month down the road. It might manifest a couple services down the road. You hear what I'm saying? But you hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you want to be blessed in this season, praise the Lord. Forget about yourself and praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you just stand up and bless the Lord right where you are? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't got the revelation of it yet, do it out of obedience sake. Hallelujah. If you don't have the revelation of that, you'll get it later on. Hallelujah. You don't get to, hey, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Huh? Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God.
The Lord's just really put it on my heart listening to you preach tonight about
the praise and the song and the bringing our blessings down, that when Marty Blackwalder was here and he spoke that word to our body, and he said that we have to remain in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Mm. And those that didn't remain in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs would not be here a year from now. That was his prophecy.
Oh, my word.
This is the revelation of this prophecy.
Praise God.
And now the blessings are going to come because we got it.
She said that with
glory! Anointing.
She said that with an anointing on her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I guess we just got to be real careful how we praise God. What we're finding out, there is an anointing on praise. You can get hit with the Holy Ghost. Expect it. God's been talking about this for about 3 years. Little pieces here, little bits and pieces there. Little bits and pieces here. But I believe that the manifestation of that thing is about to manifest. We don't have to do it in the flesh. Glory to God. It'll start to happen in the spirit. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Rex, you had your checkbook out just a couple minutes there. Hallelujah. Is it offering time? Hallelujah. Come on up here under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and receive that offering. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brother, I'm so glad the devil didn't steal this from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there were spirits that said they couldn't keep you. They said if they would have kept you just a month longer, they would have killed you. Glory to God. But they let you go before death got a hold of you. God called you back. And now that same delivering spirit of the Holy Ghost, the mighty one of Israel, Jesus, the Messiah, the deliverer, that sets captives free, now delivers your seed in Jesus' name. And they shall come out with a mighty shout and a voice of praise. Glory to God. And they come out one by one. They come out one by one. And I hear the voice of Jesus say, go back and get another one in Jesus' name. For God said he shall deliver you and your seed. Expect it to happen. Expect it to happen. Expect it to happen. Expect it to happen. They won't just come out, but they'll come out with a shout. Yeah. Glory to God. And I prophesy it and I speak it in the name of Jesus. Every shackle will be broken. Glory to God. Every chain will be loosed in Jesus' name. And every prison door will be opened. Glory to God. Windows of opportunities, doors of opportunities will be opened to you. Glory to God. No more closed doors, God said. Not another closed door. Not another closed door. I speak that word open in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Not a Ramadur. Favor of God. The favor of God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, you do. Got to let him go. Hallelujah. You should have kept your mouth shut and I wouldn't have heard it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got up here, and as he got up here, I heard a devil talking. Hallelujah. And the devil was saying, you mean I got to let him go? And I heard a voice from heaven say, yes, you got to let him go. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Ooh, deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody that's got somebody, how many that's in a bondage right now, just wave your hands in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Your brother in the name of Jesus. That deliverance in the, set them free in the name of Jesus. Captive set free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. 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 That freedom is coming. That deliverance. She's free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come up here, woman, for your family. Get up here. Get her in the name of Jesus. Woman, there's an anointing on that in Jesus. Freedom in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your mama, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You're just standing in faith with a deliverance in the, your son in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Your dad in the name of Jesus. Ah, fire in the. Thank you. You know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bell, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, you precious soul. Them baby girls, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. I hear chains falling. Now they're free. Now arrest them with the power of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. See, the Word of God will loose those that the enemy sets free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put it out there for them in Jesus' name. Give them something to believe God for. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, where were we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were taking the offering, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He's going back. He'll come back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
An envelope.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody
thank you, Jesus.
Need a,
thank
envelope.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh. Here, we might just have to wait just a bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes. Huh? What was it? Huh? Yeah. And your parents in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. My sister in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody bound in any alcoholism, Jerry, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, what is this? Is this some new thing? No, you've got over into the realm of glory. Glory to God. And where glory is, chains come off. Glory to God. Chains come off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Destroys the yoke of bondage. Say, I'm a bondage breaker in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You let it get on you. You mess with me. Man, you see what it feels like. You go. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we just thank you for this wonderful night and for the wonderful moving of your Spirit tonight, and just for the touching of your Holy Spirit, and just for your word tonight. And Lord, we'll give you thanks for, I just thank you for everybody here. And I just ask you, Lord, that as we sow tonight, that you're going to honor everybody's seed tonight. It is honored, and that you're going to bless each and every person and meet each and every need in here tonight. And it'll be a mighty testimony to those that may not believe or whatever. We thank you, Lord, as we right now prepare to sow. We just thank you for that, all that you do for us. And we thank you for this honor for us to give to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. What's going on, huh? What's going on? You should try to pray in tongues now. You don't have to if you don't want to. So now I'm going to punch him. You got yourself drunk. I wasn't anywhere around. You were there all by yourself. Don't you blame it on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now she's getting it. Service is over, and she's we're all down, and she's just so blessed. I told you, had on that anointed blouse today. She's got on that Catherine Coleman blouse. She got on that Catherine Coleman blouse.
Tuesday at Billy Hunt's Bible study, she was saying that the Lord knew we were going to have this disaster. He didn't bring it on, but he knew it was coming. It hit me. You know, he got me away from there 4 years ago.
And sold the house before it happened.
And my son got out of there. And the papers were sold the last of March.
Will was holding me up.
And y'all know all the attacks of the enemy on my health since I've been here, and it was something for me to get adjusted to, leaving my place, selling it, and moving into a subsidized one-bedroom apartment. But of course, I'd already gotten adjusted before all this happened. So, see, God looked ahead and made provision.
Amen.
daughter that'll be 21 in August, she works with the Channel View Fire Department and has for several years. And she called me Sunday afternoon just crying, and she says, "Grandma, I'm so glad that you're not living here anymore." She says, "I was out with the Channel View Fire Department part of Saturday night and Sunday, and she said, "You just wouldn't believe all the devastation and how we had to go in and get people off of rooftops in a boat and getting them out." And she was just, you know, all upset. And I said, "Honey," I said, "let this be an eye-opener to you that," I said, "we can't take our next breath without God." And I said, "I want you to get back to God like you once was a few years back when you were going to church with me during the summer." And she told me she was. And I'm really looking and going to believe that this is going to do something to my family. And then it hit me after that, all this devastation, so many, many people. And I started praying for God to let it be an eye-opener to everybody in the Houston area and everybody that was hit. I know there was a lot of Christian people hit in that because I had a lot of friends over in there that I went to church with. And I know they've had some bad problems. As I talked to one the other day, and she said her and her husband had to walk out the best they could, you know, crutch in one hand, because they both had a lot of health problems. Fire department wouldn't let her son go in there to get him out in the boat, and they wouldn't go in to get him out in the boat. And I don't know how far they had to walk to a certain point, and the fire department was waiting there for them. When they got to that point, then they put them in a boat and took them out. So, I mean, it's just been a bad situation over in the area that I come from. And Crystal's grandmother and uncle was taken out of there. I don't know how bad that was. She knows more about that because I don't know. But, I mean, it's just been a bad situation. But I just believe God's fixing to do something. It's got to. I mean, it's just.
Just, you can put some music on if you want to. They won't go home if you don't. What's in the t-shirt? I got drunk with my pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to come do a special? Want to come up and sing? Happy. We should change Holy Ghost meetings to happy hour. Look at Belle's face. Happy hour. Call to give him praise. Our part of his family called to give him praise. The church is over. We are children of blessing. Celebrate his praise. Hallelujah. With my brothers I'll praise him.
Hallelujah. With my sisters I'll praise him.
Hallelujah.
With my brothers I'll praise him. Hallelujah.
Like, Hallelujah. With my brothers I'll praise him. With my sisters I'll sing. How's Nathan doing? Is he just tired?
With my sisters, I'll sing. We all His adopted family, chosen from iniquity, we've been made.